Hey, what's that sound? It must be the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. If you're new to the Christmas stocking, welcome. And whether you're new or you've been around for a while, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Now, if you haven't listened to any of last year's episodes yet, let me tell you, we'll talk about Christmas traditions here and around the world. Lots of new topics this year, too, like Christmas in South America and Africa, expanding on what we talked about in the summer episode. We'll also go back in time to Christmases of the past, like in the Victorian era. Since it's Thanksgiving, I want to touch on the parades again, like I did last year. What can I say? I love a parade. And it does tell us that the season has arrived. From the 81st Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade to Philadelphia's 87th 6ABC/Boskov's Thanksgiving Day Parade, formerly Gimbel's, to Detroit's 81st America's Thanksgiving Parade, which used to belong to J.L. Hudson, to the McDonald's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Chicago, a.k.a. the State Street Thanksgiving Parade, in its 73rd year, to the small parades going down a street near you, maybe. People are going to usher in Thanksgiving on the streets. If you want a lot of detail on the history of the Macy's Parade, check out last Thanksgiving's episode, Episode 1. I will mention now that in 1957, the rain came down so fast it filled up Popeye's cap with many, many gallons of water, causing Popeye to veer off course and dump the water on the parade watchers below. It was very sad, but very exciting at the same time. And the next year, there was a helium shortage, so they filled the balloons with air and dangled them from cranes. Now that is scary. Macy's recommends viewing the parade on Central Park West between 61st and 72nd Streets, by the way, if you ever get a chance to go. This year, they're going to have a new opening song by Michael Feinstein with lyrics by Bill Schermerhorn, written for 600 dancing students at Camp Broadway. In Detroit, they're going to repeat last year's route, which was both new and old. It was based on the original 1924 route. The theme this year is Hats Off Detroit. I guess these days it means baseball caps and beanies. You know, I miss fedoras. I don't like wearing the clothes that make fedoras look good, though. Anyway, they're encouraging parade-goers to bring hats to donate to a charity. I guess folks are going to give them the volunteers who will load them into a train that's in the parade. Now, that's kind of cool. Oh, by the way, the Detroit Parade is now run by the Parade Company, a nonprofit group that runs a bunch of events throughout the year, like the July 4th fireworks. Now, Chicago's WGN Superstation will broadcast Chicago's parade Thanksgiving morning for the first time. Houston's parade theme will be Circus Celebration, and my alma mater, Radio Disney, will sponsor the Kermit the Frog balloon. I found a parade in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which happened on the 17th of November. They call it America's Hometown Thanksgiving Parade, and it has a lot of July 4th type features, like a fife and drum corps and military bands. And I'm kind of excited because the Hollywood Christmas Parade has been rescued again, and now it's the Hollywood Santa Parade. Bob Barker will be the Grand Marshal, and the cast of High School Musical will be there. And 35 bands, floats, and equestrian units will head down the same parade route as the last few Hollywood Christmas parades. It happens Sunday, November 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Unfortunately, the Doodah Parade, which is usually the same weekend in Pasadena, has been postponed to January 20th, 2008. Greg Hage, and I hope I'm saying that right, it could be Hague, is a musician from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can probably see him in cover bands around the area still. He wrote a song called Christmas Wishes, which won an award in the Great American Song Contest back in 2001. It's a nice way to ease into the season on the Christmas stocking.
I still remember our very first Christmas, the scent of the pine tree. Always remember those days of December when you gave me all my Christmas wishes, melted my heart with your tender kisses. You really made my Christmas dreams come true. It's been years, I still think of those moments. The peppermint candies, the snowman you created. I'll always remember those days of December when you gave me melted my heart with your tender kisses. You really made my Christmas dreams come true.
You know, I found some great podcast-friendly music, and I couldn't decide which one to play on the first episode. It was really hard. But you know what? I've got some time. Let's throw in another one by one of my new favorite guys, Dean Krepane. I think you'll recognize him.
Silent night, oh, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round young virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly
Krepane, that's Silent Night. Nice, huh? You can find links to all of the music in this episode at mychristmasstocking.net and click on the link on the left for show notes from past episodes and all the musical information. Now, just like last year, the next episode is going to deal with Christmas shopping and Black Friday, but we're going to cover new ground from last year. Episodes on favorite characters, the Grinch and Ebenezer Scrooge, are coming up too. You can wish someone you love Merry Christmas or say Merry Christmas in another language by calling 206-984-1070. 206-984-1070. Now, if you're shy about hearing your own voice but you still want to wish someone Merry Christmas, you can email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Top Elf is one word. Jam them together. But do it soon. My December is crazy this year. Full show notes for this episode and links to other episode show notes, again, at mychristmasstocking.net. My Christmas Stocking is one word. Jam them together. mychristmasstocking.net. Have fun. And I'll see you soon in the Christmas Stocking.